What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And the Canes will open up ACC tournament play this morning against Cal. The first pitch is at 9 a.m. What is that, 6 o'clock your time there?
Were they
Cal
playing,
Bear country?
Were they playing out there on the West Coast?
No,
not playing on the West Coast. It's 9 a.m. Eastern is the first pitch. They play in North Carolina, I believe.
All right. Oh, yeah, you got that tough, tough West Coast team.
I mean, that's got to be a tough one. First of all, that's tough for anyone playing 9 a.m. first pitch.
Well, I'll tell you what, with everything going on, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with UM baseball.
Yeah.
Speaking of great tradition and all those great teams. And a manager that, or a head coach that everybody really likes, but man, some of these programs, the football and football and baseball.
Baseball's fallen so far behind, though, and just in college sports in general, though, hasn't it?
No, I think you don't think baseball is important as it used to be?
I don't, because I think clearly the football is. Way out there. And I saw, I don't know if you saw the numbers that came in from the revenue from the conferences, but the numbers are insane. And then basketball is, basketball's not even profitable for most of these programs. There's only a handful that are making money off basketball.
Basketball is still your second most important sport.
Yeah.
Men's basketball still your second.
I think for the image of the school, but as far as making money.
I got to tell you, women's basketball is getting up there now too, man. All of a sudden.
Well, there's some stars in the WNBA you can thank for that.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
South Carolina. UConn had another powerhouse up there. So
a lot of controversy around that WNBA. You see that?
Oh, yeah. Never stops. We got to have a sit down with those two girls, man. They got
to
have.
They don't seem to like each other.
No. Yeah. No. A little hard foul the other day, and she was calling her all kinds of names, and they do commercials together. They just don't like each other, man. They're no good. Man, it's just like, I'm as good as you are, and everybody only gets you. Everybody wants you. Everything's about you.
Well, people have hated Caitlin Clark, right, since she got in there, but she's been unbelievable for their sport.
She has been great for their sport. And, hey, didn't we go through this with Tiger a little bit when everything was Tiger and some of those guys? And then somebody said, mm-hmm. Hey, guys, before you whine about Tiger, I just want to see that the purses are going up. You see how much more you're making? You're making that because Tiger brings ratings. Ratings went way up. Listen, man, that's not because we have people that didn't like Tiger. We've always had people that didn't like Tiger. And remember, we had the Phil and Tiger team and we had it down here. Part of it was originated down here with that Doral and Phil. And Phil and Tiger had one of the greatest Saturdays and Sundays I've ever seen. I could not leave.
Is that before they both had all their problems?
Yes.
Okay.
Both of them. Before one had gambling and one had the sex problem. Yes. They.
but
I got to tell you, they were aggressively, just unbelievable. The two of them going back and forth. So good for business.
It's funny you bring up Tiger, though, because that's kind of where my head was going, too, with Caitlin Clark. You talk about people that have made an impact on their sport. Man, Caitlin Clark is really.
Hey, you're going to get. You're going to
shift the dynamic there, huh?
The money's only going to go up.
Yeah.
People,
but everyone seems to hate her in that league. It does seem.
There are a lot of people for different reasons. I can get into everything.
Yeah, don't get into that one.
Yeah, that'll get us canceled today. Yeah. Are they still canceling people or are they slowed down?
No, you're okay.
No, but she's good for the game. No matter what you say, she's good for the game.
And, yes, without question.
And by the way, those old golfers, for a long time, the whole Tiger comes on at, what, 21 years old and is remember all the people were going like, oh, I never even followed golf, but Tiger's in town, and they were 40,000 extra tickets. They were selling at Doral. And
bro, listen, if you wheeled Tiger Woods' corpse out there to play right now, he would still be,
he'd be great for
the
business.
Number one draw at whatever tournament. Right? I know the guy probably can't even walk anymore, but he would be the number one draw regardless. He's so much more intriguing than any of the stiffs that they have going right now. And I
Scottie Scheffler's not a stiff either, by the way. He's just not. Yeah. But I know what you're saying.
I know.
Nobody's like, Tiger.
Nobody's picking Scottie Scheffler out of a lineup.
Nobody.
You know what I mean? Like,
but Scottie Scheffler's dominating that sport.
I get it. But he doesn't have any juice.
So some of that you just either have or you don't have, and Tiger had the Tiger attitude to the red shirt to on Sunday. Yeah.
By the way, I think some of these new tennis players have some, they're really good, but they don't have the juice like Fed or Rafa.
No, they don't.
I don't know why that is.
I do. Winning.
Some of those guys, like Alcaraz, is fun to watch. I mean, he's good, but he just doesn't have that level of juice.
Well, so sports in general. And why the Feds of the world, the Nadals of the world, the Djokovic's of the world, those guys all have over 20 championships. Not tournament wins. Winning the big tournaments. Winning the majors.
They do now, but like those guys were still, they were always fun to watch. And
the point is, for whatever reason. You had to kick them out of the sport. Like they literally had to suck or break down with injuries because they love playing, and they had made hundreds of millions of dollars. It wasn't even about the money for them. They stayed motivated. They didn't get to a certain number and go, well, I'm done. I don't even care. I mean, they were crying when they found out they couldn't play anymore. Those guys, it hit them, you know? And I don't know. Tennis got to be a little concerned too. And I like some of the young players. I'm into it, but are we going to have two or three of these young guys dominate for the next 10 or 15 years like those guys did? Those three were great. And even Andy Murray in there is a fourth guy. That was great stuff.
Those guys were must-see TV. Tiger was always must-see TV.
Tiger.
But the golf now, hey, man, nobody's moved the needle since Tiger in
Not
golf
like that.
Either.
No, I agree.
Not even close.
No, I agree.
You had guys that had the little flash, right? Remember Jordan Spieth? He was supposed to be like the next – great player. He stinks.
The guy didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
That guy.
Rory, whatever you think of Rory.
No, so they've had many great runs, and so everybody's kind of waiting on Scheffler, like, all right, Scotty, you've had a nice 2.5-year run. He has. I mean, he is.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not great.
He just doesn't
have any juice.
Can you keep it going? And it's just, hey, man, I don't know why some guys have this thing and.
So it says Scheffler is the personality of a doorknob.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy, and he's. And I can't.
But you know what? He doesn't have. He's not selling pay per views. He's not a fighter. Like he doesn't have to go out there and act crazy. He doesn't care. He's gonna make the guys. What has he made? $90 million already? They said or something.
Who's that? Scottie Scheffler?
Yeah.
Oh, he's making stupid money. Plus, you talk about purses going up. He just won $3.5 million for that tournament. Winning those big tournaments. But listen, man, I agree. If Tiger was healthy.
Tiger wasn't healthy. You could wheel his ass out there.
No, you
people
can't.
Were watching that.
They want to know Tiger.
People were watching that nonsense they were doing in, where was it, in Jupiter, where they're hitting the balls on a screen.
I don't know how that thing's going to do, man.
It was on ESPN.
I know.
So, shows you how much interest there is in Tiger.
Let's see how long that thing lasts, okay?
That's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch. All right.
And if it's hard to watch for you, that means it's not a good product.
Hey, there's a couple things I won't watch. That friggin' pickleball is not made for TV, man. Will you admit that? pickleball is not made for TV. And I know it's growing faster than any sport in the history of this country.
I may be the wrong person to ask because I find the ping pong to be thrilling to watch.
You're kidding, right?
I think it's great.
Oh.
You're seeing, so you're not on the Hard Rock app.
Can I tell you something else that's really hard to watch? Don't get mad. Flag football is hard to watch.
Of course it's hard to watch. But so if you go on the Hard Rock app, you can bet on table tennis, and you can watch the matches live on the Hard Rock app. And they got a ping pong table in an empty room with like an official, and it's just fantastic.
Ping pong.
It's just high-level table tennis.
Ping pong is a sport you play on vacation with your buddies, and you grow up playing with your dad, and one of the last things your dad can do when you start kicking his ass in every sport, and he goes, all right, let's just play ping pong. That's where it is. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. My man Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, 35 years in the business of getting you mortgages quickly. You know, everybody asked me, I have more people recently go, what's the deal with Kotze? Like, I hear you talking about him forever. And I said, listen, man, you ain't going to outwork him, number one. He works 7 days a week. He really does. And his job is to get you approved faster, get you the best deal possible faster than anybody else. And that's what he does. Hey, when you call and need a mortgage, you don't need it 6 months from now. You want it as quickly as possible. Can you get let's get the paperwork started. Let's get rolling. So that's why he's got programs like first-time home buyers. He's got a great program for you to get you in the game. So when next time you see a place and you put in that bid, you got a chance to get it because you're already taken care of. You've already been approved. Fixed rates in the five. Self-employed, you've been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a great program for you. Reverse mortgages. Nobody gets it done faster than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you qualify. Go to Michael Kotze. Why everybody else try to figure out how to do it? He's got it done for you, man. This is part of the experience you get with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man truly has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change day without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. People like Michael Kotze.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Woody and I just sitting here off the air talking about these NFL owners meetings start today. I guess the vote will take place tomorrow. I believe it's two-day meetings, Tuesday and Wednesday. So talking about the new playoff format, leave it alone, please. When you're get rewarded for winning your division, I don't care what your record is. And I get it. Sometimes it's 9-8 in some of the divisions, and sometimes you got to win 15 games to get it. I get 15-2 or 14-3 to win it. Hell, 14-3 didn't do it for the Vikings last year. They were a wild card team. And but I it's kind of like first thing you're like, hey, when you're first thing out of coach's mouth when y'all get you get your team together, hey, we're gonna win the division. That's our goal. Our number one goal here. We do goals. Most guys believe in goals. I believe in goals. Win your division. And from there, you know, let's try to get home field, whether wherever you are, cold weather, excuse me, or the warmer stuff down here. That was always a goal, man. And now, talking about this reseed, now they got a new plan they want to put out where, okay, we realize it's important to you guys. So here's what we want to do. We're going to try it a different way here. We're going to go ahead and reward you for winning your division, but we'll reseed everybody in the second round if a wild card team beats you and they have a better record than the second round team, then we'll do it that way. So I don't know if that's going to pass. Honestly, the tush push, if it is gone, I'm not going to make a big deal about it. If it does lose, it's just it looks like sour grapes. It looks like, all right, you got because everybody's go, well, injuries or why, or, you know, it's just pushing. And I'm like, look, man, you guys are missing something. They got one of the best quarterbacks running it, and they have the best offensive line in football. I mean, let's look at the big picture why we're saying this stuff. I don't mind. If you change it, you change it. If it's sour grapes because 30 teams aren't very good at it, I understand. By the way, Buffalo Bills are really good at it. No surprise with big Josh Allen and their offensive line. I believe the Bills have a top five or six offensive line. I don't see what the stats say, but they blocked the hell out of us. So anyway, I'm not going to say it. And if it does, and they're calling a rugby play. I saw the rugby play thing got hit again, and it's a friggin' rugby play. And okay, that's fine. I agree with you, though, Woody. If there's something I'd be worried about, which I don't understand, and it's just the games I watch, the blocking on the kickoff is and the kickoff return is terrible. That thing with those guys so close to each other, these guys are such good athletes. They get around the guy that's supposed to block them, and now they got a free run at a guy returning a kick, and now he's got nobody around him hitting him full speed, and yet they're going, yep, numbers are a lot better on the concussion. And all I hear is big hits. All I hear is big, big hits. So I know it looks ugly. I know a lot of people can't stand it. The league obviously doesn't want to just start the game by putting the ball on the 30 or 35-yard line. I know that. They don't want to, you know, say, all right, there aren't going to be any more kickoffs. We're going to have punts and punt returns, and that's it. Probably – onside kick, they'll disappear and it'll turn into a 4th and 15 play or 4th and 18 play. And if you get it, you know, you get your drive keeps going. So, but I'm with you, Woody. You said something we started today. I don't know why with everything going on with the league and I know the gray area of the holding and pass interference, that's going to be around forever. It is, and I get it. You could call it on every play in both plays. You can. Guys are pushing and shoving, running down the field, and guys are grabbing each other on the line of scrimmage. I understand. That's going to always be a topic, and, you know, that guy got called for 3 pass interference calls, and you got to let him play. Everything's for the offense and all that other stuff. But I don't know why this new playoff format is even in play. What's wrong with the system, man? What's wrong? So what? You had a great year as a wild card team, but somebody else in your division had the best record. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know how often it happens. That division happened to have three teams with double-digit wins last year. It was a really good division. Really, really good division. But that doesn't mean you have to change everything, because now you're looking at Tampa Bay with a 9-8 record or a 10-7 record and winning that division, which always seems to struggle a little bit, right? So, I just...
The NFL's a strange league in that they do this every single year.
It's like
you get as much success as they've had, and you got to change stuff every year.
Well, they allow teams to put in their basically their complaints or their changes.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that either.
And so it usually has something to do with them or their division.
Yeah, why? Because they can't stop the Eagles, so they get to, you know, complain about it publicly.
30 teams. I'm dying to see what the vote looks like. I really am. Because you need 24 of 32 votes.
I mean, I'm guessing it'll pass.
Well, if they get 24 votes, this one is to get rid of it. So if they get 24 votes, it's done. They're going back to the old quarterback sneak. Nobody around the quarterback, and guys just coming off the ball blocking. That will be it. They can't get rid of the quarterback sneak. That thing's been around forever. So they apparently think the pushing from behind and has been listen, they're really scrambling to find reasons to get rid of this thing. It's for everybody, and there's a reason two teams are better than everybody else. Has to do with the blocking, and has to do with the quarterback. It really does.
I think, though, the days of the statue quarterback just standing in the pocket, those days are over, aren't they? How many college quarterbacks do you see that just stand there?
Oh, no, they're
and
all...
And can't run. I mean, I'm almost every quarterback has to be mobile to some extent, right?
A lot more athletic than they were before.
You watch college football on Saturdays, and there's not many guys that just stand there.
Hey,
and can't move.
Part of what made that rookie so special, and that turnaround with the Redskins, is the fact that he ran for quietly for 900
yards.
Supposed
to say that.
What's that?
It's Commanders.
Commanders. What I say?
To say that.
I say Redskins.
Yeah, you said it again.
Damn, after all these years, I just did it again. We played him, I must have. Broke a record.
Canceled earlier.
Jeez. That Commanders thing's really hard. That's the hardest name change to stick.
Well, they changed it twice.
Well, they were just the Washington football team.
Yeah.
That was hard.
W's, and then, they changed it twice.
That's a hard one to break. You know the other one that was really hard?
Vegas.
That Chargers thing.
Oh, that one's tricky, too. The Vegas one's really weird, though, isn't it?
What do you mean, if I call him Oakland?
Yeah.
You know.
That one's just weird.
Oh, man. There it is. You get used to some of these names.
The Chargers stayed in the same state.
Oh, man. That is rough, though. That's the rough. That is a rough.
You've had some tough times on a broadcast, I'm guessing, with those teams.
I'm guessing that Commanders, Washington football team, and not saying that one is really hard.
Well, you got them in Madrid this year, right?
That would be a butcher job for me, probably. That's still
plus you mixed that in with a little.
I just did it.
You know, drinking on that trip. I mean, I'm guessing you'll be playing hurt that day.
A little.
They drink wine over there, the big wine place.
I don't drink wine.
You'll drink whatever's given to you, though, right?
No, I won't drink wine. I'm the guy at the one guy. Those guys all love wine. I just can't drink it.
I don't like it either, man. I was puking last time I drank wine. It just made me sick.
I don't mind the taste of wine. I really don't.
It's the after effects.
Correct.
Yeah.
I can't explain the headache thing, but it's not worth it. Whatever it is.
That's what most people, though, right?
No,
you
not
drink
the
too much of it.
Not my guys. They drink a lot. It doesn't affect them. Hey, nothing against my buddy Jimmy Seffel. Nobody drinks more wine. We went out one night, and we had a writer with us. And I watched them. Now Jimmy's been drinking wine since he was born, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his dad had he made wine underneath the house. I went down to below the house, and they had this.
Really?
And he sold it in town. And so that guy, That guy's been drinking wine since he's 2 months old. Like, instead of milk, his mom was giving him wine. He is not affected. I've never even seen him with the buzz. And I've seen him, he's had to drink two bottles of wine, at least two bottles of wine, and he is not affected.
Huh.
Those guys don't, those guys are drinkers, man. That's different level. Different level.
You're just similar with beer, though, right? I mean, I know you're not a beer guy anymore.
Certain things you got to give
up.
You
started watching your weight or whatever. Yeah, but
all these pills, man.
I'm guessing you could take, what, 10? Could you do a 12-pack?
No, I don't do that many. No.
No, in your prime, I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I don't do that. I don't want to be in my prime. I don't even want to talk about.
I guess in your prime, you could throw back a 12-pack.
No, by the way, I got some family members can throw down 12, no problem, but I'm not. I'm a little light.
You want to call them out this morning?
No, I'm not calling anybody out. I love both of them, but they can throw them down. They're not affected either. They can drink beer all day. They're throwing them down like waters.
Hmm.
Not affected.
Gets hot out there, though, man. You got to hydrate.
Anyway.
I don't know if beer does that.
I don't know. I got to get used to drinking when you go out. You know how they offer you water? You know, no, thanks.
Yeah.
You drink water when you're drinking?
Someone said it's the sulfites in the wine that mess you up internally. They make things that remove them if you ever want to enjoy wine, Joe.
Okay. I'm probably never going to enjoy.
Well, I'm guessing your friends will help you out with that.
No.
But they don't drink the, you know, $6 bottle from the grocery store.
No. No, they don't.
They have good wine, right?
No, they don't. Yeah. There you go. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here this morning off those guys. I can hear all of them going, dude, really? You got to bring us up? Just leave us out of your stuff, man, please. We don't want to hear about it. By the way, Jesus Sanchez last night, walk-off triple. When's the last time you heard a walk-off triple? Marlins come back last night. They get an 8-7 win. Sanchez leading off. Hits a home run to start the game, has three hits, four RBI night for him as the Marlins get a nice win last night. Hey, I want to talk to you about something that's pretty serious while we're sitting here talking about some of these topics. Hey, listen, man, things happen in life. They hit you hard. You never know when it's going to affect you, your family, everything from anxiety to depression. Maybe the drinking's gotten a little out of hand. Doesn't mean you're weak. It just means you're human, man. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. Boy, these guys got it figured out. They really do. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse led by expert doctors and therapists. I'm talking about people really good to help build a plan that's perfect for you, inpatient, outpatient, even virtual care. They've got it. Most insurances are accepted. And right now, if you just need a reset on some things going on in your life and you just feel like you're going the wrong direction, these guys are great. Known these guys for a long, long time. Call them. Call in on Audible. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today? Woody, you there? You all right?
I'm here, Joe. Yes, right. I am here. Sorry.
You're a little frustrated back there.
I am, yes. Always. All right. Speaking of frustrating, have you seen the Ryan Clark RG3 back and forth?
What did I see?
This is getting interesting. Now, I don't want to dive like too deep into this. Because
this didn't have to do with reading coverages for a young guy to have to learn. It didn't have to do with that topic, did it?
Not this one. No, not this one. But if you want, people can look and watch the videos. And the
Ryan's been a fireball.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What happened?
So, again, without going far down the rabbit hole, he did go on Twitter and he said, 'cause they've been fighting back and forth here, and he said, I saved you the entire season on Monday Night Football. I urged people to let you be you, no matter how corny, how bad a teammate you were. I had your back.
Who's saying that?
This is Ryan Clark saying this to RG3. He said, you're a phony, bro. One of the worst teammates I ever had, both on the field and in TV.
Wow.
Those two hate each other.
Well, something happened. I thought they really liked him at ESPN. They let him go.
Yeah, but it had something to do with RG3 thought he insulted the wife. And then it's just. Yeah.
RG3 insulted Ryan Clark's wife?
No. He thought that. RG3 thought that Ryan Clark insulted the wife. Because he said, like I said, I met your wife. She seemed like a lovely lady. But then it goes into the kind of the race thing. And I don't want to get into that this morning. But
oh, come on, man. Come on. You got to have a little of that.
That's not my wheelhouse, Joe. I'll let them figure that out on their own. But I did enjoy the
I didn't know
back
those two,
and forth
I
fighting.
Did not know those two didn't.
No, not fans of one another.
So what's RG3 doing? Is he still working at ESPN a little bit or no?
No, I think he's gone from there, right? I think he's got some podcast or something. But Ryan Clark's become one of the big names in media. He's got the big podcast with Channing. He's on everything with ESPN.
What did I see? Somebody got into it. Was it about reading coverages? Coaches have to show you. And somebody else came out and said, that's ridiculous. It was kind of a quarterback topic.
Yeah.
Like, man, you know how to watch film, okay? You don't need your coach around. You should know how to watch. Well, somebody's got to show me what I should be looking for. I think it had to do with Caleb Williams, maybe. Saying he didn't know how to watch film, and they're going, you know how to watch film. So anyway, a bunch of guys got into that topic, the whole quarterback club of I'm smarter than you are club.
All right. This was a weird one, man. Did you see the people were actually texting about this earlier, too. The Knicks fans that attacked the Pacer fan in New York. He was wearing a Tyrese Halliburton jersey, and Knicks fans were just jumping all over him, trying to rip his jersey off. They threw trash bags at this guy. Ended up being a firefighter, and they brought him on the McAfee show yesterday. Tyrese Halliburton was on there and offered to fly this guy out to Indy for a game. And they said the Pacers are going to take care of him, all that good stuff here. And but, man, what is wrong with these Knicks fans? I mean, they're such mutants. But, like, we knew this, but, man, like, attacking people in the street.
So this is not all New York Knicks fans, but this is a whole problem with that New York thing with rooting for him.
I like these. It's not the all team. Knicks fans. All Knicks fans are bad.
It's not all the team, but a lot of it's not media. That bad, but media Knicks fans. And
those guys kill you, by the way. You really dislike. Who is it you dislike more, Greeny or Stephen A?
Oh, Greeny's by himself. Ever since, remember that when Knicks weren't really good, it was because of the because the heat down here. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember they came down and he was worried, or did they play? Maybe they end up not playing each other. They might have lost, but he was worried about talking about somebody brought it up to him, like they have to, the heat and humidity. I was wondering, when was the last time they played a basketball game outside where the heat and humidity affected you? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard a guy say.
The only series they ever had with the Knicks was that Stoudemire. Was it Stoudemire, right, that
put his hand
through the glass,
the,
right?
Yeah, we went right after he did it, we all got, that was a shot we all got for, like, here it is right here, the stitches because of this.
It is amazing how bad their studio show is compared to the TNT one, though. Like, that, to me, is always been amazing. They have so much money over there.
They'll all be together soon.
They got Kendrick Perkins. They got that GM guy from the Warriors and Stephen A. Just it's a tough watch, man.
It's not that it's a tough watch. It's just the other style that those other guys do. And sometimes they barely touch basketball.
You mean being
likable?
It's just
funny. Well, they go after
each Kendrick other. Perkins has run his course, right? Like,
well, Perk doesn't get along with Barkley and Shaq real well. Let's say fix that up.
Good news is he's replaceable.
Anyway.
You find a million Kendrick Perkins. There's only one Charles Barkley.
All right, there you go.
All right.
You're showing your hand.
We talked about Caitlin Clark earlier this morning, Joe. Caitlin Clark will be on the cover of Slam Magazine for a third time.
Oh, that's going to piss some girls off in that league.
And they had a gold medal variant of the magazine. They only had 94 of those, priced at $94. Those are long gone. There is an orange medal variant you can buy. They haven't told you yet how many of those there will be. They've priced those at $50. Regular copies of the issue will run you $11.99. She had a debut issue in Slam that has been graded more than 250 times by CGC, the company that grades magazines. A CGC 9.8, that's one of the highest grades you can get on a magazine there, sold for $600 on eBay of her debut.
Huh.
Debut magazine there.
Wow.
She's very popular.
She's good for business.
You let the everybody other players
just,
know that.
If everybody could just get, I think most of them are starting to get it. You know, more money coming to the league. It's all good. We'll fly better. We'll live better. Our hotels will be better. The food will be better. And our salaries will be better. Let her go ahead. She's not affecting us. She's not throwing it in our face. She's taking advantage of it, though. Did you see the other day? She says, I'll pick up your fine. That girl's, I got a fine for that? Oh, my gosh. She goes, I got it. Don't worry. I'll pay it. If you had my back. I didn't think anybody had my back. I walked away.
All right, Joe, and our final one here. A new law has been passed here in Florida that has to do with the scene that happened at Hard Rock Stadium the last time they had an international soccer game. Remember all the people sneaking in?
Colombians?
Whoever it was, Joe. I don't single any group out here. The trespassing bill, House Bill 1447, includes third-degree felony charges for people who, without authorization, enter or remain in ticketed events of more than 5,000 people.
Good luck. They were everywhere.
They were.
Good luck.
That was a bad scene.
Police finally go, that's it, man.
I knew people that went to that thing that had tickets that couldn't get in.
They destroyed that stadium. And I can tell you one thing on behalf of Tom Garfinkel, that will never happen again. Come next time, see what happens.
Well, you got to do it like the Super Bowl, right? The Super Bowl, you can't get close to the gates of the stadium.
Super Bowl people that have tickets, they're not. That's a different crowd than that group.
That was an unruly crowd. I will give you that. But at least like at the Super
hot,
Bowl,
there were hot Colombian women jumping through windows.
You can't get close to the gates, I think is the point. Like, you have to go through that airport security, in the parking lot. And then once you get through there, then you're near the gates. But
boy, was that. That was an ugly scene. That was.
It was. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I couldn't turn away. I couldn't stop watching it on TV and Twitter. But
they better get ready because World Cup's coming. That was a warm-up.
True. That'll be a hotter ticket.
That was just a little test. That World Cup. That was your test, right? All right.
Everyone's chiming in here on this Ryan Clark versus RG3 thing here.
I didn't see it. I didn't know about it. I know Ryan Clark, and that's a major call out by Ryan Clark.
Yeah, they've been going at it.
Dude, you're a terrible teammate in football, and you're a terrible teammate in ESPN.
Yeah, they've been fighting a little bit.
Did he say he was a phony and a fraud, too? Did he say that? He didn't do that. Did he go there? He didn't throw the wife in there, too, right?
There was a little bit of wife stuff, yes.
Like, I don't like your wife? Not that kind of stuff.
Man, you'll have to read. That part I don't want to get into.
Oh, my God.
I'm cowardly, bro. You know that.
You're worried about getting the little cancellation.
I don't have the Joe Rose level of immunity, so I
can't. Don't worry, Woody. Don't worry.
Someone said they're still stuck in the vents at the stadium. They're waiting it out for the World Cup.
They're still pulling. Yeah. They're still pulling. Remember that they were showing a shot. They're like three women just climbing up through there. Like, oh my God!
Could you imagine doing that?
No,
climbing through an air vent just to get into a soccer match. Like, by the way, it was a crazy take, but I respect the hell out of that.
You what?
You're that passionate about your sport, about seeing that thing live, that you're willing to do that?
That you're breaking a rule and you could have been arrested? How about the guy that was the leader of the head guy for Columbia? He shoved the guy or knocked the guy down on the field. Mm-hmm. I think his kid or he got, and then they were trying to justify it. Well, he wouldn't let us through.
But you got to admit, like, that level of fandom is respectable.
No, it's not. Idiot
to
show.
An extent.
No, the idiot show is not. It's not, man. You can be passionate. And I hope soccer's passionate. Good. Keep that stuff in your country. Don't do that here. All right. Hey, we got to go to the 8 o'clock hour, man. We got a lot more stuff. Kyle Krabs, passionate cat's going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about the Dolphins, and we'll talk about these little league rules that. Up for grabs right now. We'll talk to them about all that stuff. First, though, before I get to anything else, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I love talking about South Florida Chevy dealers. It's the fifth or sixth Tahoe I've had. But I'll tell you what, it is fantastic. Bought it a couple months ago, 2025 Tahoe, loaded. So comfortable. I really need a bigger family. I'm telling you, it's got so much room. It is awesome. But let's talk about the midsize SUVs. The all-new Equinox, man. Oh, my gosh. What a look. With convenient driver tech, you can't go wrong. Right over to a 2025 Traverse, my favorite. Spacious, comfortable. Got to have a great look to start with on the outside. I do love that Traverse. But more importantly, when you sit down, you got a couple of six-footers. Put them in the back seat there and watch and see how comfortable they'll be. Plenty of room for everyone's cargo. The turbocharged 2.5-liter engine, better performance, perfect for you. Yes. And then our cleanup hitter, the Silverado trucks. I've always said this about Silverado trucks, our number one seller. Those durable trucks, we make one perfect for your lifestyle. And I want to talk to the heavy lifting folks out there, those guys that work 5, 6, 7 days a week and need that truck there with them. Boy, I'll tell you what, we got a Silverado truck with a choice of 4 strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, and 12 standard tie-downs. The hardest working bed in the business helps conquer your toughest jobs. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.